Hello everyone, welcome to the daily Mishnah Yashir, Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Baruch Mezavel and Peral Bas Pinchas. We're learning Maseches Bava Kamma. Yesterday we did three Mishnahs from Perek He, namely Mishnahs Dalad, He, and Vav. Let's chazer those quickly and then we'll go weiter. Mishnah Dalad there said, Shor Shahayim is kavin lechavero, v'hika esa isha v'yotsu yiladeha, a shore that is intending to hit another shore. We learned from the Rav it didn't dafka have to be that it was intending for one. But it was, in any event, it hit a pregnant woman, caused a miscarriage. Pater mi d'mei v'lodos, there's no penalty there of paying for the value of those fetuses. But a human being in the same scenario, causing a woman a miscarriage by running into her, by hitting her in some way, would pay d'mei v'lodos. That's where the penalty of the value of the fetuses is. Ketza m'sham d'mei v'lodos. How does one evaluate that amount? Tanakhama says, evaluate the woman how much she was worth before the miscarriage, which is an amount that she could be sold as a shivcha, and how much she is worth now. Rishim Gamliel says that's backwards because once she gives birth, she is worth more. In that the Rav told us she's not in danger of death through childbirth anymore. It shows she's more valuable. Ella, he disagrees, is a different method. Shamanis asavlados. You have to evaluate the fetuses themselves, which I imagine also means what they could be sold as for potentially for slaves. Kami and Yafin, how much they are worth. Venosin the Baal, and they give that to the husband of the woman. The Amin La Baal, she doesn't have a husband. Nosin Liarshav, give to that man's inheritors. Aisa Shivcha v'nishtachra or Gioris Pater. If she was a freed maid servant or a Gioris, as Pater, and really the word is that if the husband was a Ger or a freed slave, there's a patur because the general klal, ger shemes or evid that was freed that died, doesn't have any yorshim. The property is hefker. In this case, the mazik would be able to keep his money. Mishnah Hay taught us a chofir bor b'rishus ayachid u'psachal rishus rabim. One who digs the bor into rishus ayachid and it opens into rishus rabim, or b'rishus rabim u'psachal rishus ayachid, or the other way around, dig into rishus rabim and it opens into rishus ayachid. Rishus ayachid u'psachal rishus ayachid acher, or into one rishus ayachid and open in a different one. Chayiv, there's a chiyuv there. And that last case, the Rav told us it has to be that the one that has the opening of the bor in his property is mafker his property because the chiyuv of bor is only rishus harabim, not rishus ayachid. Achover bor rishus harabim nafal esochol shorah chamor v'meis chayiv. One who digs a pit in rishus harabim and into it falls an ox or a donkey and dies, he is chayiv. Echad achover bor shiach ma'ara charitzim n'itin chayiv. Rather one digs a pit which is round, a shiach ma'ara, which are basically different types of square pits. A ma'ara is a cave, generally translated. I'm not sure that's what the rab implies over here, what it is. Charitzim ne'itzin are different types of ditches. It's chayiv, imkein lama nemar bor. Why is the Torah this point out bor if there's all these different types of things you would dig into the ground that you're chayiv for? Ma bor sheish bo kidei lahami sasar tfachim, afkol sheish bo kidei lahami sasar tfachim. The word is that a bor stam is 10 tfachim deep, which is the amount to cause death. So to anything that is that deep, one is chayiv if a death of an animal occurred there. If it was less than that, though, an animal falls into it and dies, one would be potter. It's not the amount they kill. However, hezek, your chayiv, and less amounts, it seems like any amount, nezek is caused by something that you dug in a public place, you'd be chayiv for that. Mishnah Vav taught us, bor shel shnei shutafin, a boar owned by two partners. The first one passed by and did not cover it, and then the second one also. The second one is chayv. Rav told us that is where the first one that passed by handed the cover to the sheni, and the sheni was negligent. Because otherwise, seemingly, if the first one passed by, so he should have covered it. It's not the second one's fault that the first one didn't do his job. However, here, if the first one did cover it, and then the second one went by and found it uncovered and did not cover it, he's chayiv. In that case, obviously, it was on him to recover what his partner had already done. If it was covered properly and then an animal fell into and died, it's potter. That's when he did all he could. If it wasn't covered properly, and then the animal fell into it, he's chayiv. I'm not sure. I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday. I'm not sure what the chiddush is of that case. Seeing that's how you're chayiv if you didn't cover it properly. Chayiv. I see a fear of a note there. This is from the Kahati that the Gemara explains that case is talking about that there are camels around, and he covered the pit with something that could stand in front of oxen. However, it could not stand in front of the power of camels. And the camels went and weakened the covering, and then the shores fell in. So it's interesting. It's saying he didn't cover it properly. That's the chiddush. That he did cover it properly for the sake of some animals, but the animal that fell in it, and really the animal that fell in died, also would not have been able to take off the cover. But because there were other animals around that could remove the cover, what he did is not considered proper covering. That's considered loki sel karoi, didn't cover it properly. So again, that's the case. There are camels around. He covered it with something that the camels could break, and then they broke it, and a shore fell in. He's chayav for that. That's his case. Okay. Baruch Hashem got that clearer today. Continued the Mishnah. Nafal lefanav mikol hakriya, chayav. If the animal fell in front of him into the pit from the sound of digging the pit, he got scared, he's chayav. La'achra mikol hakriya, if he fell backwards, not into the pit, just onto regular ground, from the voice, from the sound of the digging, pater. He's put there, even and the hezek is not found in the pit in that case. Nafal l'socha shor v'chelev nishtabu, a shor fell in with his kelim and they broke, chamor v'chelev nishkaru, or a chamor and his kelim and they got ripped, chayv al behemu v'pater al kelim, chayv for the animal, you put there from kelim is no chiv on kelim in a bor. Nafal l'socha shor v'chelev nishtabu, to the cotton chayv, the chiv of bor is only a shor that has some difficulty in its das, or whatever das an animal would have, but it's a chayrish, it's a deaf mute, or Shota crazy or cotton, not an adult, a child. Sure, they don't have fully developed animal senses. That's the case of chiyuv pit. Ben obas evan alma pater. But if a ben obas, meaning to say that balabor, this last case. Sorry, so I should elaborate. If the mission didn't speak out. The if a regular healthy shore falls in, one is not chayv and as a gabor. This last case ben obas. And Evan Amam means that it only says, sure, you're only chayv on animals, not people. It just means to elaborate on different types of people, not chayv for their death in the, and maybe not their hezek either, in the, it probably is their hezek, but certainly not their death in the pit. Okay, a new Mishnah for today. Mishnah Zayin, Echad Shor V'Echad Kol Behemah V'Fil Sabor La'Frosh Asar Sinai La'Sashlim B'Kefil. The Torah in all these places uses the example of particular animals. So our mission is elaborating that even though particular animals are said, it's any animal applies, any animal, the halachas are applicable to falling into a pit, la freshes ar sinai, to the halacha that they had to separate from ar sinai when the Torah was given, la tashlumi kefil, for paying kefil, which is the double penalty a thief pays if he's caught with a stolen item, la shovas aveda, returning a lost object, they return any animal that's lost, the prika, for loading up an animal, and the Torah only talks about certain animal, we'll see, but any animal, you have a mitzvah to help load up and also unload an animal. Lachasima, for muzzling, there's an isser to muzzle an ox while it threshes. You have to allow it to eat whatever it needs to eat while threshing. Any animal, that's true. Al-kilayim, for kilayim, which so we'll see the Rav elaborate, there's a few types of kilayim. And v'la Shabbos, and the isser to work your animal on Shabbos is any animal. V'chein chayiv ha'ov kios ben, so too, undomesticated animals and birds. In Cain, Lom and Emer, Shor Chamor. Why do all these places say a Shor Chamor? Some of them say a little differently, but they say a variation on particular animals, an ox and a donkey. El Shadir Rakasa Behova, the Pasuk simply spoke about what is common. That's why I put it that way. Says the Rav here, Echad Shor Ve'echo Ko Behem Lefi Asabor. The Ksiv, as it says, Kesiv Ashiv Lebolov, he pays money to the owners. The Kol Midi the Yisrael Ba'am, any object that has an owner, so any animal would be included. An animal or a man will not live. Chai is included in a behema. Im, and the word im, the rabbi says the ofos is to include birds. Shlumi kefil, diksiv, al kol dvar pesha, it says in anything where one could be negligent, kol midei dvar pshiyahu. The thief who stole it, anything that he's negligent like that, I mean, that's pshia, stole. It could be referring to different types of shomrim also that come out stealing, it's called pshia. So there's payment of kefil there. Shavas aveda l'chol avidas achicha, says any lost object of your brother. The prika azov tazov imo, that's helping him, they have to be with him. So afagav diksiv chamor sonacha, says even though it says the donkey of your enemy, kol behem b'chol, any of my animals included, the alfinu chamor mishavas, sorry. It says, we learn a gezer shava of chamor from Shabbos. Shabbos is every animal, it says kol behem over there. Shnei marbo v'shorcha v'chamorcha v'chol behem techo, your shore and your chamor and any animal. This rav is a bit peculiar to me, just that prika, okay, generally is azo, that's right, the pasuk azo tazo vimo, but chamor sonacha, I think there's also a mitzvah here of teina, that's not being spoken about. I'm not sure. Visantam am. Okay. Could be right. I'm not sure. Mistamati, you know, would be true also. In any event, it would be interesting why the Mishnah doesn't mention it. As Prika is loading the animal, unloading, Tina is loading it up. Stam would imply equally to all animals. Anyway, continues there. Avlechasima, lo sach some shor b'disho, not muzzling an ox while it's threshing. Afin and shor shor mishavis. So in a gezer shavah again of shor shor from shavis. The kilayim de harvot. That means mating different species of animals. That's a type of kilayim. Avagav diksi behemtachol asarbiya kilayim. It says your animal, havinami chayva of bechal. It's also true about not just behemoths, but also chayas, undomesticated animals and birds. The alfina behemah behemah mishabbos. We learn that again. Behemah behemah gzer shavah from shabbos. The chenli ending kilayim dehanaga is also true about kilayim of leading. It's an iser delosh zachrosh b'shor v'chamor yachtov. It's an iser in the Torah not to plow with the shor and a chamor together. Alfina shor shor mishabbos. We learn that gzer shavah from shabbos. Dehu adin lechol sheni minim shal behemah chay v'of. Any two species of animals, behemah chay and of, that you somehow get to plow your field together. I don't know how you do it with birds. That's also the same iser. Umiyo liinim sak alocha min haTorah enu chayav el kishechoriyah shemhaning b'shnei minim she'echot tamei ve'echot tohor dumi d'shor v'chamor. Midaraisa, you're only chayav on this aveira if it's two minim where one is tohor and one is tamei. That's similar to what the Torah describes in shor v'chamor. Al she'asur chacham kol shnei minim. However, the chacham asered any two species bein shneim tamei bein shneim tohor, whether both are tamei, whether both are tohor. For the Shabbos, ikziv shor v'chamor chav v'chol pem techa. That one is beferish. Not gezeira Shabbos. It's the makor for a lot of these. Is the gezer shavah to Shabbos, as your ox and your donkey and all your animals. V'chaya b'chalal behema. What we are adding, it's not b'feirish, is that chaya, undomesticated animal, is included as a subcategory under behema, under any type of animal. The chol, what's it mean? And all ribuya hu l'rabas ofos. That's a ribui to include birds. Shadibra kosev behove. All these places, the pasuk limited the amount of animals that it described because it was speaking about what's common. B'davar haragilios, the thing that is regular to be. Okay, let's move on. We're going to start Mishnah Aleph in the next Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph. Hakonei Sison Ladir V'Noal B'Fanei Kori. One who brings sheep, talking about a shepherd here, Mesama, into a pen and closes the gate of the pen properly. V'yatza V'yizika, and a sheep got out and damaged. Potter. Potter, he did the proper shmir. Lo Noal B'Fanei Kori. Well, I'll just point out this would have been called a shmira p'chusa. We had this idea before about an ox that got out after you closed the door and was machlokas about its chiyuv. Same as sheep are not going to be as aggressive and not going to jump out the same way. It probably takes a lesser amount of shmira to be yotze guarding them. That seemingly was coming out over here. Because you only need to do a small amount of guarding. That's what it seems to be. Lo no al defanel karo. If he didn't close the gate properly, though, v'yotza v'yizika chayv, and it got in a damaged one's chayv. Nifritz abalayva, if it broke the wall at night. The wall broke at night. Osha pratsu alistim, or thieves broke into it. The yotza v'yizika pater, and it got in a damaged one is pater. Hotziu alistim, and if the thieves took the sheep out, alistim chayavim, also the thieves will be chayav on any damages, aside from having returned the item and kefil and whatever penalties there might be, but also be chayav for any damages the sheep do. Says the Rav in elaborate, a kones, one who brings in sheep into a deer, pater, daha natra. He guarded it. What could he have done? He guarded it. It was fine. Rav skips the last case. Okay, so you at least seem the thieves brought the animal out. The thieves didn't really bring the sheep out with their hands. It just stood there. The sheep, you know, opened the gate, let's say, and then just stood there and waited until it came out of its own accord so it could steal the sheep. And that's the same thing as bringing it out with your hands, and the sheep will be chayv. Says Mishnah Beis. Inicha lechamo. What if the shepherd leaves his flock in the sun? Now, you shouldn't do that. Oshi masar lecheirish shotavikadon, or handed over the sheep's, watching the sheep to a cheirish shotavikadon, a deaf mute, an insane person, or a katan. The yotza v'yizika, a sheep got out and damaged, chayef. Seemingly the case of the sun, we'll see, is that it's painful in the sun, the sheep's got more reason to want to break free. Masar l'roet, if this shepherd handed it to a different shepherd, nichnas ro tachtav, that shepherd will take his place. We'll elaborate in the Rav why it's not a case of why it's not first off a repetition of a previous Mishnah we had in Perek Dalet that you hand over your animal to a shomer, the shomer takes your place. Also, why is it not an aveira of shomer shamot? So the shomer is an aveira of handing. If you're a shomer, you can't hand it to another shomer. Before it was the baal handing over to a shomer. Here's one shomer handing to another. Why should the new shomer take responsibility if it's on the first person's cheshbon to do that? But we'll see la on the rav. Nafla, we'll see some of it in the rav, and some will just have to tell from outside. Nafla lagina v'na'anes, if the sheep fell into a garden and benefited there, he ate something. Shalemus mashinenes, he pays for that benefit. Yard the gedarka v'hizika, if it went down on its own accord and damaged, mashalemus mashizika, then you pay what it damaged. How do we evaluate what it damaged? How do you pay that? Shaman base saw the osa saw that. Kama haisa yafa the kama hi yafa. You evaluate a base saw, which is an area of 2,500 square amos. It's a space in the land, I should say, an area of land that you plant into it a saw of seeds, whatever it. That's a base saw. So you measure that. You evaluate that area in this field. How much it was worth and how it's worth now. Meaning, you know, say the animal ate a row out of there, so you take in a cheshbon how it affects the whole area of the land. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Akhla Peres Kemurim, if he ate fully ripe fruits, Mishalamas Ma Peres Kemurim, then he pays fully ripe fruits. Im Sa'ah, Sa'ah, if it's a saw, then he pays a saw. Im Sa'ahim, Sa'ahim, if two, he pays two. There's a lot to elaborate on in the Rav. Let's start from the beginning. So, Inicha Bechamo, if he left the sheep in the sun, Mitzara La Shimsha, the sun is causing the sheep pain. It's not enough to just close the gate properly. Shehi bedelis, which is that, you know, it's a door. Shehichol lama b'ruach mitzuyah b'vad, right? That would be normally a door that could stand in a normal wind. That's not good enough here because the sheep stomach is going to try to get out. It breaks the door because of the pain and wants to get in the shade. Nechos haroa tachtov, the case where you handed it over one roa to another, that roa takes its place. V'lo amrina b'chai gavna shomer shemasel shomer chai. We don't say this is the case of one shomer handing to another shomer, and that first shomer should generally be chayav. That's a general rule. It's a halacha very nogea, by the way. If you are guarding an object for someone, you don't have the right to hand it over to anyone else without permission. Comes up sometimes in a rental car, you let someone else drive it. It's really not pashut that one is allowed to do that. Anyways, in this case, we don't say such a chiyuv. We say the second person is taking the chiyuv of hezek, the second roeh. Shederech haroa gadolim sor leroa katan shetach. This is a case where you hand over to one shepherd, and everyone knows the shepherd's got students. He's the Roah HaGadol, and he's got other Roahim that he's going to train. So everyone knows it's the way that he's going to hand it over to those trainees. So that's why the lesser Roah is Chayiv. It was understood that it would be handed over to him, and he would take responsibility. Nafalagina, if the sheep fell into a garden, we could go on Shehuchukov Nafalabonis. For instance, we're talking over here, where the sheep was pushed, it slipped, I should say, it was slipped, huchuka means it slipped, and it fell in ba'onis. That case is going to pay only what it ate, if it ate. Avol dachu osa chavrasav v'dipula, other sheep hit it and it fell. Mishama shezika, then he's going to have to pay damages. The ilu pashaba, the roeh, whoever's watching the sheep, in that case, is considered pashaya, is considered negligent. Havi leila alvarinu chadachale, should have been moving them along one at a time. You shouldn't have let them gather in a big group so they could push this other sheep. Okay, now, what is mashin nenes? The fihanos of lo fihizika. Right? Mashin nenes is cheaper. I think we learned that in the Hashen Muad, right? So we know about that. So it's not going to pay hezek. It's going to pay less than that, which is hana. Okay, now, if it went down there on its own accord, then it does play hezek. And then the Gemara asks, how do you evaluate the hezek? Said the Rav, Shaman Beis Saw Be'osis Sata. Ain Shaman Es Aruga Levada. You don't just evaluate, okay, it ate this whole row of tomatoes, how much is that worth? Imnei Shemafsid Mazik. That would actually cause undue loss to the damager. Shishaman Osa B'chol Shavya. You would evaluate at that point the whole row with whole value. You would have to pay a whole value of the row of damage. Rachmano Amar Rabir B'stei Acher. The Torah said that this animal damaged in the field of another. This somehow hints to us, these words, that you have to evaluate it in a different way. You evaluate it based on the field, not on the row itself. Al Shishaman Beis Saw, what you do is you evaluate a Beis Saw, the Osis Saw, in that very field. How much was it worth before this row was eaten up? It had a full full row there, a bunch of rows, how much is all worth together? And how much now, if you sell this field, this base saw, Aryan field, I should say, without this row, how much is that worth? Now he's not going to pay the full penalty, the full value of that row, really. Because someone who would buy a base saw in a field is not going to knock down the price so much just because of one row being gone. He's getting a whole field otherwise. He and Davram would only knock it down a slight amount. Rabbi Shimon Amar Achla Peiris Gemur. Rabbi Shimon said this whole din of paying what it ate is only if it ate fully ripe fruits. Shekavar Bashlu Kol Tzarchan, they were already ripe in their entire way. Meshalem is called a hezek, then he pays hezek. Behecha Shemin and Agav Sade, where do you do this evaluation? Meaning he's disagreeing. Rabbi Shimon's chumra. Then the mazik should pay if he ate full fruits. Then you pay the full fruits. That's the mazik paying the full price. Where is a case where we do this thing the Torah hinted to, evaluating a whole area in the field? Only when the fruits are not ripe yet. And that's what we do. Thank you for listening. We'll continue tomorrow.